Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, mini boneheads, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Philadelphia on Sunday, September 8th, 2 Oceans 13. Last night I did a stand-up show at Arts Quest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and the winner of the Leonard Maltin game against Graham Elwood is joining us on the show today at Helium in Philly at 4:20. I'll play the audio of that showdown at the Steel Stacks at the end of this mini. Speaking of minis, they're getting their own feed. Yes, starting soon or now, rental car apps, versus apps, and movie interruption intros can be found under their very own title, Doug Loves Minis, in iTunes. And you can still hear them at DougLovesMovies.com if that's your thing. Friday, I flew to Philadelphia, and on the first plane from LAX to O'Hare, Amy Mann and Ted Leo of Ted Leo and the Pharmacists were on the plane. If that one had gone down, I would have gotten second or third billing in the news story, I'm sure. This has been another installment of Plane Droppers. I caught What's Your Number last night on HBO, a charming comedy featuring past and future, I hope, Doug Loves Movies guests Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, and Tom Lennon as Christopher Nolan's doctor. Actually, he was a gynecologist in Miami in that one, so it was probably a different doctor. The downside to the movie is you have to endure several shots of, hey, could you quit slamming those doors? I'm trying to make a mini. I said stop slamming those doors. Jerks. You have to endure several shots of Joel McHale's ass. Yeah, this has been not for Joel McHale's assophobes. Plugs, Tuesday. Benson Movie Interruption, Cabin Fever, 10th anniversary screening at the Alamo Drafthouse in Yonkers, New York. Next weekend, Saturday, a St. Louis triple, Dining with Doug and Karen at 4:20, Doug Loves Movies at 8, which is sold out, and a stand-up show at 11 o'clock that has plenty of seats. So come on down to the Firebird, or go to DougLovesMovies.com and find the link and buy the tickets that way. And Sunday, a stand-up in Milwaukee at the Turner Ballroom. So many seats available. It's embarrassing. But the people who do show up there in Milwaukee, we will have a good time. And now, the very echoey Leonard Maltin game from Art's Quest. Enjoy. Hey, Bethlehem, are you ready to play the Leonard Maltin game?
I've got a bag full of prizes. Some really good ones tonight. I've got a plastic fork and knife set for backstage here at the beautiful Art's Quest.
You can't sit that anywhere.
This is how they take care of the talent backstage, you guys. There's a whole stack of them. I just took the one. I don't need the whole crazy bunch of them. And then also from my hotel room, all the things you need to make some coffee, some cups, some instant coffee, spoons, 10,000 spoons, all you need is a knife, and a copy of my most recent CD, Daybreak Dog, and a Douglas Movies t-shirt, so if you're, you know, if it's your size, maybe you can wear it tomorrow, if you come in to meet them on the actual show. And I'm waiting for
a director to be like a single wrestler.
That's sure, that's an option. Shampoo, lotion, and conditioner from the hotel.
Oh.
Yeah, my hotel hooked me up.
That's so amazing. You never get those anywhere else.
No, no, that's special for me. Because I know that I like to give it away. And from my friends at FuzzyMallsApparel.com, a packet of wacky tattoos you can put on the top. And they look like it's just fun, but they're perfect.
And I'll throw in a copy of my CD, Grandma's Altering Dance Party.
Which is also looks like it's fun, but it's permanent. So you will never get Ball Strike Dance Party out of your head. So you've been warned.
Judge.
Let's see your name tags, you guys!
Oh, I'll take shit out!
Not quite a few. I can hear a wood monkey somewhere in the auditorium.
Wow, it's huge.
There's that big one with the Keith David math problem that I was talking about earlier. David Keith plus Keith David minus David equals Keith. That's his name. The wood monkey's still going off. Oh, here's another big one over here. This is Zach on it. Zach to the future, I get it. America Pie?
American Pie?
American Pie. Yeah, that's some good ones. Doug and Jill, I've seen that one before, right?
Christine.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, I see. Christine Aguilera, Don't Take Mom, the Babysitter's Dead.
This guy just went five times better than Home Alone.
He's saying that Don't Tell Mom, the Babysitter's Dead is five times better. You guys like your weird fucking math questions in this goddamn town. Did you guys notice the battleship from Waterworld right out there? Did you see that? That was exciting. Not that one from Universal.
See you guys later. I'm going to check that out.
Bye-bye.
Who do you want to play against, Graham? Who do you think is a worthy competitor and deserving of... that woo monkey's still going off.
All right, let's do Zach to the Future. Come on up.
All right, Zach.
To the Future. Bring your name tag with you.
Can you walk up over here?
All the way around this way.
Oh, great idea, Graham. Pick the person that's the farthest away from the steps to get up here.
There you go.
He's moving fast, though.
He's a fast moving Zach.
Oh, wow.
Why so fast, Zach?
He just went into a light jog.
Wow. Then he stopped. He got a little... There you go.
Here he comes. He's got the bang.
Pound it, Zach. Come on. Let's go. Right there. There's the big name tag.
I brought the little one.
Asshole!
Let's go back and get it.
Almost.
Oh, I do like that. That's nice.
All right, stand right there.
Left the big name tag at his seat.
God, this is horrible.
Everyone wants to see your name tag. If you win tonight, you have to bring it tomorrow and show it to everybody.
Yeah. I've never seen a bait and switch name tag. That's a little
I also didn't know that he was the one with the woot monkey.
There.
What does that have to do with your sign, the woot monkey?
It got your attention.
It did kind of get our attention in an annoying way. There it is.
Oh, there's Tom Wilson being biffy and you up. Nice. All
right. Yeah. I don't know why I'm dressed so spiffy. Why do I have like a tuxedo on? That's what Michael J. Fox was wearing in that scene?
No, his dad.
Oh, his dad. Crispin Glover was wearing it. Oh, yeah. He had a nice white tux on.
You gotta hold it the whole time, Zach. You're driving me crazy. Stand on the goddamn carpet. It doesn't count. If you answer correctly, you're not on the carpet. It doesn't count. And I'll send you off to the water world.
All right, this is just between Zach and Graham. This is a very important competition, so don't yell out if you think you know the answer, you guys.
I know. Product.
Yes, don't pre-guess. Zach, you should know better.
Pre-guessing.
Yeah, you and your goddamn pre-guessing.
What is he, a pre-cop?
What would you like to play, Zach? Would you like Joe Mama? That's movies that either have Joe or Mama in the title. Or Golden Showers Pee Book. And that's movies that begin with P. Not someone doing it, the letter.
That's a long way to go.
And Hook, which is movies that have prostitution, fishing, or both. Which one of those would you like to play, Zach?
Golden Showers Playbook.
Okay. This movie begins with the letter P.
Oh, step off the fucking carpet, Zach. I will cut off your foot. You have a misery, right? We're going to play that tonight.
Yeah, we hobble everybody that steps off this carpet. 2 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2002. He says about this movie that it features a dysfunctional man. And he also says that... That the movie's intriguing at first, but awfully hard to take. Yeah. So, and Leonard gave it 2 stars. He only lists 5 names. How many names do you think you can name it in, Zach?
4.
Strong opening bid. 4, he says, Graham.
Here, I got the Woot Monkey shirt on.
Are you taking his shirt off? What are you doing?
He's got a Woot Monkey shirt on. This guy's just... I really
what kind of underwear do you have, Zach?
Please don't show us.
I got a Hulu Plus thong. Aw, shit. Sponsor.
All right, quit stalling, Graham. What's your bid?
What's your bid?
Oh, I bid. I can name it in 0 names because I'm looking right at it.
Oh, that's fucked
up. I'm from.
He says 4 names.
Who's that crazy laugh for?
I'm pretty sure it's someone that's not even watching this show.
Yeah.
It's somebody on the staff here that's just in the back giggling about something. How many, Graham? You can say 3, 2, 1,
I'll go
0.
I'll go 3.
-1, -2.
Name it,
bitch.
Name it, bitch.
Name it, bitch. This is intense.
This lady's already gone on board with you, Zach. She's like, no, sir.
Begins with the letter P, Grams, from 2002. 2 stars, a dysfunctional man. Movie's awfully hard to take. And your 3 names are 2 people with 3 names and another person. And they are Marilyn Rice Cub, Luis Guzman, and Philip Seymour Hoffman. And the movie is called...
Oh, Punch Drunk Love.
That's correct. Sorry, Zach. Have a seat, Zach. I don't want you to do that monkey again. Yeah, leave the monkey. Thank you so much. Good job, buddy.
Well, get the fuck off the stage, bitch. Comes up here cocky with his fucking name tag, switcheroo, and I fucking ate his goddamn lunch. Want to go to Healy tomorrow? Buy a ticket. Okay, folks.
It might be sold out.
Oh, sorry, Zach.
Let's pick somebody else.
Alright, we'll go crazy math problem sign. Let's go.
Get up here, Keith.
Come on, Keith.
You can do it, buddy.
That's the same sign. Okay, thank you. No bait switch.
Yeah, he brought his actual sign up here. And it's a math problem that ends up in Keith. Which is all we need to know, really. How you? Let's interview him quickly, Graham. We didn't ask Zach anything about himself. Where are you from?
Bryanville.
Okay, that's enough.
Great interview, guys.
I really feel like we know him now.
We know who he is.
We really got to know this guy. Keith, would you like to play Talk to the Hand? That's movies that have sign language in them. The Spectacled Now, that's movies where the lead performer wears glasses. Or Roe vs. Wade, and that's movies where one or more people are lost at sea. Nice choice. Would you like a movie where someone or people are lost at sea from 1944, 1990, or 2004?
2004. There's a lunatic out there.
I think that lady is at the show.
She's crazy.
I'm
a serial killer.
2004.
I wear the jacket.
2004 is the year. 3 stars from Mr. Maltin. The movie's only 80 minutes long. He says it's the debut feature for the writer, director, editor, co-cinematographer. One person did all of that stuff. And it says his wife produced and did camera work for this movie that got 3 stars from 2004. And it features one or more people lost at sea. And Leonard lists 2 names. How many names do you think you take to name this movie, Keith?
I think I'm going to read 0 names.
So I'm pretty sure we have a winner on our hands.
Yeah, we all know the movie. Just who is the guy and his wife?
Who the hell are those people?
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to come up with it. I think you're going to have to
grow
into them.
See, I just fucking react. I didn't see it.
Right.
Movie titles, these just fucking come up.
It's coming at me, and you overblocked it. Let's put the microphone in Keith's face so you can announce that the movie is called
Pokemon.
That's correct. You're our winner, Keith.
Thank you very much.
I gave him that swoop on me.
Oh, I knew that the minute you were describing it, I knew exactly what it was. 2004, what it was. 1990 was, I know what the 91 was.
Yeah, the two people in it were Blanchard Ryan and Daniel Travis. And it's an intense fucking movie. And check it out if you're not afraid of dying or sharks or being alone in the water. If you're afraid of any of those things, it's probably not for you. Graham Elwood,
thank you so much!
And as always, anyone who steps off of the rug is in a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves